Hey everyone, welcome to Recovery Rocks. This episode is sponsored by the folks at Sour Humanoid Vinegar.
And Sour Humanoid.
When I say the folks, I mean my partner who just started this amazing vinegar brand. Sour Humanoid is designed for cooking, created by a New York City sommelier who got sober after working at Michelin-starred restaurants and curating award-winning wine lists. This vinegar is an excellent way to make any meal special with very little effort. Check out some of the easy recipes at sourhumanoid.com. And we've had Nick on an episode before. He's, you know, a fellow sober entrepreneur, and we're excited to have Sour Humanoid sponsor this episode.
It's an amazing story, and I will give a brief testimonial just because I don't cook, but I have sent Sour Humanoid gift packs as gifts over the holidays to a couple of my friends who are big cooks, and it got rave reviews. So user tested, customer tested. And all thumbs up. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to Recovery Rocks. I am Lisa here with not always lately, but always going forward now. No plans for a break for either of us right now, but I'm with.
We're back. It's Tawny. We're back. Tawny and Lisa, the dynamic duo.
And I'm in black. So I'm back in black.
Ayo, I'm mellow in yellow.
You are. Today we want to talk about something that impacts, I think, both of us, right? Mm. And a lot of others out there, and that is seasonal affective disorder, affective with an A disorder, otherwise known as SAD. And what it is it's that feeling that you get when the days are shorter, it's dark more during the day. It gets dark earlier and all that. And a lot of people feel like some sort of depression, you know, in the winter months. And the way it's sort of defined is as a type of what you could call a situational depression, which is a situational depression can happen, you know, something's happening externally that's not permanent, but it's affecting you and you're showing signs of depression as a result. So it can be a situation in your personal life. It can be a situation at work, whatever it is. And seasonal affective disorder is a type of situational depression that is brought on during certain seasons of the year, mostly fall or winter. And we've included a link to a Johns Hopkins article on this in the notes. But the article says that shorter days and less daylight may trigger a chemical change in the brain leading to symptoms of depression. And so it's not like you're just making it up because you don't like the dark. Like there, it can trigger a chemical reaction in your brain. And there is, I remember when it sort of started getting way back when it started getting talked about more, but light therapy, and also for those who, have decided with their doctor that it's a good idea, antidepressants can help treat SAD. And, you know, situational, I would guess that'll, you know, there's, I know people who have gone on antidepressants for situational depression and then gotten off when the situation was more resolved. And so I imagine that's what, you know, they're talking about antidepressants helping in that situation get through the winter, but you're not necessarily signing on, you know, like I have for every day going forward.
Can I say something on that note real quick?
Jump in.
I'm wondering, obviously neither of us are doctors, but I'm wondering, you know, people like you and me who are already on medication, like I'm sure there's some people who talk to their doctors and maybe boost their dose during these, you know, 4 to 6 months.
I'm sure
months.
That's something you could do, yeah.
You know, like, so if you're on medication already,
with my doctor, I know.
It might be worth
that.
Talking to your doctor about, you know, like, I really need help getting through these 6 months. It's really hard on me.
Yeah. And don't think that it's not a thing, because it's a thing. I remember always feeling like right around Halloween, you know, like how short the days would get. And I think it did for me. Like I know I always had, when I look back now, I know that what I was doing in my, and my drinking and drugging was self-medicating my untreated at that time major depressive disorder and anxiety disorder. And I, you know, the winters were just that much rougher. I hated them. And I never thought about it being the light, but it just kind of fed into it all, like the gloom of January, the gloom of February. And also that post-holiday period, all of that.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, the holidays are already such a hard time for some people. And then the even if the holidays are something you love, post-holiday is, it's a very difficult transition back into real life of going back to work. You're not hanging out, you're not hanging out with your family all the time. Maybe spending 2 weeks with your family completely depletes you and you need time to recover. All of these things work together that can contribute to your existing depression.
That's right. That's right. Or spark a seasonal.
Yeah.
You know, a seasonal issue. And I have to say, for me, I never really thought about it being the length of the days and the amount of sunlight. But I always equated it with the cold, with being in New York, because I have Raynaud's syndrome, which is a circulatory disorder, which is, means that, like, all the time, like right now I'm sitting in California and it's warm, I'm in my house or whatever, my nose is freezing to the touch, my fingers are chilly, my feet are cold even though I'm wearing socks. Like, that's how, I meet a lot of women who have that same kind of reaction to the cold. I hate the cold. And then when you combine it with the dark, that's, you know, just not a place to be.
You know, and you grew up in the Northeast. So this was a huge part of your life.
And I went to college in Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, so until very recently, I'm reminding listeners, like, you're in California now, but you lived in the Northeast for your whole life.
Yeah.
And then you've been in, you know, you just moved to California right before the pandemic. So you're still, and, you know, on the other. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's been like a revelation that I had no idea how much not having, you know, and I lived it in the city for the vast majority, not having like just regular sunshine daylight, how much, not so much like, but I don't know how to say how it impacted me negatively, but I do know that this change has been, you know, just game changing for my mood, game changing for how I feel overall, the amount of exercise I can get, because I'm uncomfortable outside in the winter in the Northeast. Like, I don't enjoy it even just like going to get in the car. And here, like, to be able to be in the sunshine all year, I had no idea what I was missing. And it's funny because my brother is very, he's not like, doesn't get into like deep emotional conversations or, you know, all that. But he remarked to me, he was like, the change in you since you moved to a sunny, warm climate, in just like your whole demeanor, he was like, it is just really, you know, like that he noticed is crazy.
That is quite a testimony. It's like you and I kind of switched because, you know, I grew up in Texas. So I had no idea what seasonal affective disorder was until I moved to New York in 2015. So this is my, seventh winter?
Yeah. wow.
Yeah, I'm 36 and this is my seventh winter. So that was a huge transition for me. It's not that I like the cold, but I do like seasons. I like experiencing four seasons, that it reminds me to almost, it's like a quarterly cleanse of like thoughts and energy and clothes and, you know, like what's going on in my life that doesn't serve me anymore. It's a reminder to like, to change things over.
Yes.
And also what is working for me? What do I want to take with me into the next season?
And that, also, Yeah.
Now that I have the correct clothing as well, I've learned, had to learn the hard way how important layers are. And you do need snow boots, even if you only wear them like two or three times a year.
Oh, you have to have them in New York. No question.
You have to have them, which is like, again, a conversation that never came up in my life until I moved here, because it was Texas is always sunny, you know, or right. it's always warm.
Warm.
We have, you know, one or two weeks a year that it's cold that we'll get a freeze. But really it's nothing like it is here. So, you know, I got a little sad lamp. It looks like a tablet, basically.
It looks like a tablet? I thought, yeah. I always think of the salt lamp thing. But I guess
those are different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure there's different kinds of sad lamps, yeah, or happy lamps, whatever. Mine literally looks like an iPad, but it's just light. So,
it's made for this. It is specifically designed to help you with this.
It is. So it's, you know, like here in New York, the sun goes down very early, or it seems to go down earlier just because of all of the buildings.
Yes.
So it's pretty common for it to be 4 o'clock in the afternoon and it's pitch black because the sun has set or the sun is going to set, but it's so the buildings, you can't really see what's going on. So that was a huge transition. So even just, I don't use the sad lamp often, but if it's been like a week without sunshine, I'll plug it in and just have it. And my cat loves it. I will say she likes to lay on top of it.
Little Meg White.
Yep.
does something trigger in you where you're like, I need to turn the lamp on? Like I'm feeling, this is what I'm feeling. Or is it just in general, you know, I get through the winter more easily if I turn the lamp on at least once a week?
That's a good question. I don't really know what triggers it. I'll pay attention this time though. I just realize, okay, I haven't seen the sun in about a week. I notice it.
Cause I think of myself, like I never even had one. I should have had one. And I do think it got much better for me when I got sober and got on antidepressants that have helped. You know, I didn't feel it nearly the same way, but I still felt it.
Yeah.
This is such like the addicted brain for me. I'm like, I would turn that sad lamp on like October 15th and I would not unplug it until like the end of March. I would just have it on all the time. I'd be like, more light must be better.
Did you watch Broad City?
Some of it.
Okay, so there's an episode where Alana gets her sad lamp and she is she takes it to work and she's waiting tables. Alana's waiting tables, and when tables stress her out, she goes to this little closet, plugs in her happy lamp, and she you know, like when people put like those foil visors around
right, to get a suntan.
Yeah, so she like literally goes in this closet and blasts her face with happy lamp, and then she's like buzzed from it, and then she can go back out and wait on her tables again. And you know, Broad City does such a good job of satirizing these real topics like you and I are talking about. But it's, we'll include a link to that scene in the show notes. I actually just Googled it because I was like, Lisa needs to see this scene.
Oh, you can find it? All right, good.
Yeah, it's, you know, to add a little bit of levity to...
why not? A little Broad City is always a good thing.
To this depression conversation.
Yeah. No, that's great. Yeah, and then I have to say, like, now that you talk about the seasons and the change, I have noticed that I don't miss the seasons weather-wise. Like, I would take this weather all year long, but it is different when you don't, it has been a really big change for me to not have seasons, to not be like I, the way I know it's, you know, coming up on the holidays is, you know, I go into the grocery store and there's a bunch of like Thanksgiving displays and stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, right. It's that time of year. because it doesn't really change her. And there is something that I do, and I realize, like, for my isolating, my sort of, you know, because I'm one of those extroverted introverts where I can be extroverted for a really long time, but then I really have to go in my hole and recharge. And that's what I would do on the weekends in New York City. And especially in the winter, I remember just getting like, okay, I'm in for the weekend and I've got food and I've got football I'm going to watch. I'm going to do some writing. I'm going to just like be here and be tucked in because it's cold out. So I have a reason not to go outside. I loved those days. But because I do feel here like, well, as soon as the sun is out, I'm like, oh, I should be outside. I got to go for a walk. There is that kind of difference.
I feel that. And something that I've actually talked to my therapist about this, because like, I'm finding that I actually enjoy what you're talking about is like staying indoors, snuggling up with tea and a book and like staying in bed all day. And
yeah,
that can be a sign of depression. But for me, like I joke with Nick all the time. My favorite spot in New York City is our bed. I'll go to all the concerts, go see Broadway shows. But like when I get home and I'm in my bed with a book and like snuggled up with a blanket, I am truly happy. And then sometimes, and you know, I love the sunshine, don't get me wrong, but then sometimes, you know, if we have a random, like if it's been cold for 3 weeks, then we have a random 70 degree day and I'm like, damn it, I should probably go outside. Like I'm not prepared for this. Like all of my warm weather clothes are put away. Like I just want to stay in bed.
Or I just feel like staying in bed today. And now I feel like I have to feel guilty about that because it's nice out, so I should be outside.
Yeah. And so it's like I share that because it's like sometimes that, I mean, I guess you can call it isolation with what I'm talking about, but it's also like I've also gotten to a point of where I really enjoy my own company. And like you said, it's a form of recharging.
It is.
For me.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's like now, I don't know. I'm so spoiled here because it's constantly gorgeous. But like when it does rain, I love it because I'm like, okay, a rainy day.
Yes.
You know, and that sort of, I don't feel at all guilty about that.
I don't do anything in the rain.
Yeah.
I'm like, we could have all these plans, but if it's like, if it's pouring,
yeah,
we're going to have lunch another day. Sorry.
I'm same, especially because getting around New York in the pouring rain is really, you're not just getting in your car and driving somewhere.
No,
you got to go walk to the subway and then you get, you know, the whole thing.
If like if I have tickets to something, that's one thing. But if it's like a lunch date that can be rescheduled.
Yeah,
we're going to reschedule.
Do you feel it when it's lifting the seasonal affective disorder? Like, is there a time at which you put away the sad lamp because you know you're not going to need it anymore?
Definitely when spring comes. And again, I think it's loving seasons because, you know, I'm reminded that seasonal affective disorder, it's called seasonal affective disorder because it's just one season and it's just one part of, it's just a couple months. It's a quarter, you know?
Yeah, it's like, true. It's true.
So it's like, I can get through anything with a fixed period of time.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't think I could live somewhere like Alaska or Iceland where it's, you know, 6 months of sun and then six months of darkness.
No way.
That's bizarre. I shouldn't say it was a bizarre experience when I went to Iceland in the summertime and it was bright and sunny at like 4 a.m. It was such a mind fuck. But if you grew up there, that's all growing up in Texas, you wear shorts on Christmas. You know, that's weird to someone who's from New Jersey. So it's all relative.
Yes, totally. Totally. And I do miss that sort of feeling of a change is here. Now we're going into the next mode.
Yeah, I love
that. You know, like when, for me, it's always like when football season starts, that kind of thing. So I just want to go over what some of the symptoms of SAD are.
Ooh,
in
yes,
case
good call.
You you know, are wondering sort of how you're feeling it. So they may include in the fall and winter, oversleeping, appetite changes, and you might want foods that are high in carbs. Just feeling listless, tired, low energy. If you're down most of the day, nearly every day, it's not just the normal down. I mean, it's like, you know, it's not just a few bad days. It's like if you're really feeling down a lot and you're not somebody who has, you know, knows that they are experience depression. You have low energy, feel sluggish, difficulty concentrating, feeling like hopeless, worthless, or guilty. Those are signs of depression. So those kinds of thoughts, when you get those really negative voices going at you, it is, you know, that is something to really pay attention to like, could this be, you know, a situational depression, which is SAD? And it is like, you know, we said at the beginning of the episode, the change can affect your brain, the chemical imbalance in your brain. And fortunately, there are a lot of people out there for support. And there are a lot of people who, you know, a lot of ways you can try to treat it or alleviate it for those months.
And it's worth noting that someone with existing depression and anxiety, those are just a lot of those are symptoms of depression that you just read. So if you already have depression and anxiety, it can be amplified during this period. So that's a really good time to lean into your support system, whether it's a support group or a therapist, talking to your doctor, you know, adding more yoga or meditation or running, whatever you do to take care of yourself, like really, really leaning into that because, you know, mixed with the holidays, mixed with weather change, if you're already experiencing depression, it can be a lot and it can feel very overwhelming. And this is just a good reminder to remember you're not alone. There is a name for this because you're not the only one who experiences seasonal affective disorder.
No.
It is a thing that many people experience. Lean into your toolbox, whatever your sobriety toolbox is.
Yep. Yeah. What about music, Tawny?
I mean, now I'm just thinking about rain songs. So like, I'm only
Annie
happy
Lennox.
When it's, Here Comes the Rain Again. And then, I'm Only Happy When It Rains by Garbage.
I was thinking that Garbage. I love that song. And I use that song. I think I've said this before. I use that song as a barometer to how I'm feeling.
Yes. You told me this.
Yeah. If it comes on and I'm like, wee, I love this, I'm not in trouble. If it comes on and I'm like, I so identify, then I'm like, uh-oh, something's
then
up.
You're like, gotta cancel my plans. You don't want to be around me today.
Yeah. As I call it, I'm not fit for human consumption.
That's a good one. Nick will like that.
The other one I thought about was Fell on Black Days, Soundgarden.
Writing that down.
Yes.
Girl here thinking Songs About Rain by Gary Allen. That is unless you grew up in the South, you probably don't know.
I don't know Gary.
Yeah, no. I mean it's funny because like, you know, I'm just this like rock and roll girl who like dresses very like weird and eccentric.
Yeah.
But I might be listening to Miranda Lambert or Gary Allen in my headphones.
Very, very, very tastes. I think we both do.
We do.
I mean, we both do. Yeah.
I like different types of music, you know?
Yes. Yes.
It's cultural too, like growing up in Texas, and I bartended in a country bar for like 5 years. So I learned
right.
a lot of
yes.
songs that I wouldn't have learned otherwise. And I was like, it's like, oh man, this is actually a good song. I like this song.
I think a playlist of happy songs would be a really good thing for the winter.
That's an excellent idea.
You know, of just like my regular playlists combine, like it's upbeat, it's downbeat, it's upbeat, it's downbeat. It doesn't, you know, it's a whole mix. But I wonder if just like a quick, even like five songs that just are like pure joy to you.
Yes. Yeah. Make your own playlist. That's a really good idea.
Of like happy songs, like yes. To be like, I'm feeling, and you know what? I'm just picturing myself doing this, right? I would make that. And then when I was in like a down period and I was like, I should really listen to my happy music, I'd be like, fuck the happy music.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I would end up doing.
Well, and I was going to say, like, this could be a good reminder to do things that make you happy.
Right.
You know, go to a museum, go for a walk.
And sometimes it's hard to get out the door, especially during winter.
And I get it. And I mean, that's why like snuggling with your pet is always a fun option. Snuggling with your pet literally releases oxytocin and dopamine and makes you feel happier. So
yeah,
like, and something like this, you know, something that's new to me. So it's probably been around for a while because of TikTok trends.
Yeah.
Dopamine dressing. Are you familiar with this?
No.
So it sounds like a salad, but it's not.
I would use that dressing.
I know, right? Maybe we should create that. So dopamine dressing is dressing in bright colored clothing because it, like, bright colors make you happier. So, you know, it stimulates dopamine. So, you know, that like, I'm like, right now I'm wearing like a bright yellow jewel tone bodysuit. I wear, well, there you go. And it makes your friends happy too.
Yeah.
You know, my daily lipstick shade is a violet purple. Doing things that make you happy, dress mm-hmm. in colors that might make you happy, just, you know, explore things. And if you don't feel like doing any of that, watching something that makes you happy.
Oh, is, yeah. Yeah.
You know, just like, if you can't get out of bed, rewatch The Office. That's my go-to of like, God, I just want to laugh. Rewatch.
I will watch Caddyshack.
Ooh.
And my brother and I had been talking while I was home about somehow Old School came up, the one with Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
And I came home and I was talking to Craig about it. I was like, we should really rewatch Old School. I don't think I saw it since it came out in like the early 2000s. And we put it on and I laughed so hard. We were both like, it was just, I was like, I need to just watch a funny movie.
Yes.
More, you know, and I don't think of that. I'm always like, what serial killer show can I watch?
Oh my God. Yeah. Literally same.
Yeah.
I mean, like if I'm watching
Dahmer, you watch Dahmer.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't do that.
I like some really screwed up stuff, let's be real. But like, I also balance it of like, okay, I'll watch two episodes of Dahmer, then I'll watch an episode of Parks and Rec to like,
yeah,
palate cleanse.
A little cleanser, a little sorbet.
Yes,
all right.
Exactly.
Well, there's hopefully that can help if anybody there is struggling with SAD, and you know, you're not alone. See you next time. Thanks for listening. We hope you like what you heard. If so, please hit subscribe and consider rating and reviewing us so others can find us. Tawny, how can our listeners find you?
You can find me at Tawny M. Lara on all of the social medias. You can find my blog, sobrietyparty.com. Lisa, how can we find you and your amazing book?
My book is Girl Walks Out of a Bar, and it is available at bookstores everywhere and online. And you can find me at lisasmithadvisory.com. And I'm on social media at Girl Walks Out. Thanks for listening.